Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. Today for the Giants' home opener against the Seattle Mariners at AT&T Park, we're going to hear from Giants right-hander Chris Stratton, Giants outfielder Andrew McCutchen, and Giants third base coach Ron Wotus. But before we get to our guests, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Well, Chris, obviously the pitching staff has really gotten off to a good start. The starters are doing a great job. You did. So how do you guys build on that? You know, what do you think went into everybody kind of picking up a little bit of slack there with Madison Bumgarner being out?
Yeah, I just think everybody just knows their role. And just I think we got guys that can step up. And, I mean, nobody can replace Madison Bumgarner. He's one of a kind. But, and you know, Jeff Samardzija as well. But everybody's, you know, kind of been here before, so they know what to expect. And we just got to continue to pound the zone and keep attacking.
What would you say clicked for you last year when you got it going there, especially the second half of the season with the Giants?
I just think pitch selection more or less and attacking the zone. Just trying not to be so fine with everything and just trying to get the strikes, first pitch strikes.
The curveball definitely was working for you, and you know the stat comes out that you had you know the great batting average against. I think it was like 160 against your curveball. So, how much do you look at that or take that into the season? Of course, hitters are going to try to make their adjustment against your good breaking ball.
Yeah, I mean baseball is always a game of adjustments. So, I definitely know when I'm facing somebody, they're going to be looking for it. So, I might have to maneuver a different way to get to it, or just execute it a little better. But more or less, just to keep attacking, just like I said.
Was there a certain confidence level that you got last year that maybe you didn't have in the past? I mean, just to be able to succeed at the major league level that you carry into spring training and then into the season?
Yeah, just kind of experience, you know, and that's something that the Giants are always big on is experience and being there. And we've got guys on this team that, you know, we got Cy Youngs, we got Gold Gloves, we got, you know, Silver Sluggers. Like, we've got a pretty good collective all-star, you know, team and everything. So just feeding off each other and just using that experience as one and continue to push forward.
You got to appreciate the defense that you have on this team, too. I mean, you got Gold Glovers and around the infield, you know, lots of speed out in the outfield to cover some ground.
Yeah, for sure. And, that, you know, it makes it a little easier just to, you know, put it in play, you know, just say, here you go, hit it. Because if it's on the ground, more or less, it's going to be caught by these guys.
Let's talk about some of your favorite memories of openers. This is the home opener for the Giants, so the crowd's going to be going crazy. You know, tell us about some of your favorite ones, whether it be as a kid and even coming up through the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, you've always got butterflies in that first one, and you always, you know, we've already kind of gotten on the road, so the season's a little underway, but winning in front of your home crowd's always big, especially getting that first one. So I guess any childhood ones, none really come to mind, but just always having those, you know, butterflies and anxious to get out there and compete.
Is there any different mentality when you pitch on the road, like pitching at Dodger Stadium when they're rooting against you, as opposed to at home? I mean, are you able to completely block out what's going on in the stands?
I'm worried about trying to get these hitters out there. They're tough enough as it is to worry about the environment and everything. But you can definitely feel the energy, especially, you know, when we got our fans out there that are always rooting for you. You can feel it when you're on the mound. But more or less, you're focused on trying to get them out.
You know, a couple of years ago, I did a baseball game at Mississippi State for CBS Sports Network. And I love the atmosphere. I'd never been there before. And you pitched there. How much did that help you? Just the whole quality of baseball there, you know, good foundation for you to get going.
Yeah, I think the SEC as a whole is, you know, it's a tough conference to compete in, and Mississippi State was awesome. I loved every minute I had there, and The fans are awesome. So I know they just got done renovating their stadium, still trying to finish it up, and I know it's a little different than most people like, but I still got that same feel with the left field lounge. But yeah, just growing up around that, you know, going to games as a kid and everything, that's just what I've expected.
Yeah, people don't realize that there's the left field lounge. People are tailgating out there. It's kind of a different baseball atmosphere. It's more like a football atmosphere.
Yeah, more or less. It's more about just, you know, like you said, just more like tailgating. They'll always heckle the outfielders and everything, and then after the game, they call them out there to go get something good to eat. But, yeah, like you said, it's, you know, it's just a great atmosphere. The smoke's always, you know, coming on the field when you're trying to pitch and everything, so it's kind of funny.
Were there any good Will Clark stories that were told since he played there, of course?
Well, Will's around all the time, so just getting to talk to him, and he was one of the best to ever play in college, and you know, he's had a great career here as well. But yeah, he still gets talked about all the time there.
What were some of the biggest differences when you got to San Francisco, being, you know, playing in a small town like Starkville, comparing that to being in a big city like San Fran?
A lot more traffic. I mean, I just think there's, you know, good correlation between the two, just with the fans and everything, and I don't know. It's just, you just got to think that's baseball, you know. When you get on the mound, it's you're just going out there and competing wherever you are.
Okay, before I let you go, when you're watching the other starters that are pitching in front of you in a series, how do you take note of things? I mean, if you're watching like Ty Block in this game against Seattle, you know, what are you doing as far as kind of watching that from the bench?
I think we're all so different. I think a lot of, you know, all of our pitchers on our staff, we all have our strengths and we always try to stick to those, but just kind of seeing how he maneuvers through the game and seeing what people are on more or less, especially like if they're hunting fastball off speed or whatnot. But more or less just sitting there cheering them on and just getting ready for yours.
All right, Chris, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. And good luck.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants righty Chris Stratton.
If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right. Just go to houseboats.com, where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorne Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today.
I also had a chance to sit down with Andrew McCutchen, the Giants' new right fielder. Here was that conversation. Andrew, what does this home opener mean to you, joining a new team and everything for the first time? You know, a lot of new fans rooting for you. What's going through your mind thinking about it?
Honestly, not too much. Just going out there and just putting some runs on the board. That's been my main focus, you know. So it's going to be exciting for sure. You know, it's first game for everyone here, fifth game for us, though. So, you know, everyone, this is always a special moment. But at the end of the day, we just want to get that game started so we can, you know, get rolling and, you know, get some runs.
What have you learned through the years about the beginning of the season? You know, a lot of people tend to overreact or, you know, about stats or whatever's going on. How do you calm yourself, you know, in the early part of the year?
Because no one looks at the way you start when the end's here. No one really talks about that. It's pretty temporary. So, you know, you just have to, you know, just keep moving, keep pushing, taking it day by day. You know, that's the mentality you got to have, honestly, in this game. So, yeah, that's all you're trying to do. You know, just keep going and keep pushing. And, you know, when you look back on it, you'll be able to assess everything. But rarely anyone looks at the beginning, though. No one pays attention when he ends here.
What's the process been like for you getting to know your new teammates here, and, you know, even just out on the field, in the outfield and everything, making sure that you have the right chemistry?
It's just you know, you get relationships. You have those, you know, through the spring, and, you know, when the season starts, you just, the more you play with each other. Why is he talking to him like he's like?
That's Pablo Sandoval, by the way.
You develop those relationships easy. You know, and that's just the way the game goes. You play with each other. You're around each other more than you're around your spouse. So, you got to develop relationships, and you know, you got to have good ones, and just have to keep playing with each other.
Did it take a little while to figure out who you can needle, maybe who you don't want to needle, that kind of stuff?
No, that's new. You got some great guys here, so it's never anything that's an issue.
Now, you played right field here at AT&T Park as a visiting player, but now that you're going to play here, you know, half the season, all your home games here, what do you think about playing right field? What are some of the angles that you take out there that are maybe different? What have you learned about it?
I've actually never played right field here as a visiting player, this will be a little different for me. You know, play the two games here in the exhibition game. I know that the gap's a little bigger, so we're going to have a little more room to run, but you know, other than that, just being in the outfield is being in the outfield. It's really, you know, not much. You know, you got a line, a foul line, and pitching mound and all that to think about. But other than that, it's, you don't really think anything past it.
What about as a hitter? I mean, you hit a line drive in the right center. You got a great chance at a triple most of the time. But does it change your approach at all?
Nope. You know, baseball is baseball. So keep the approach. It's what the good hitters do. You don't change just because the ballpark may be different. You know, you just got to see the ball and you got to hit it, and that's it.
You guys have to be pretty excited about the way the pitching started out. I mean, when Bumgarner went down, you know, Samardzija, two guys are out, but everybody's picked up the slack as far as the rotation so far.
Yeah, guys are doing a good job for us. You know, we just got to get the offense clicking, and, you know, that's what we're here. That's what we're showing up today. Hopefully be ready to do that and, you know, put some damage on the board, put some runs on the board for our pitchers, give them a little breathing room.
All right, Andrew, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Yep.
That's Giants outfielder Andrew McCutchen. Talked to him on Tuesday at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Also, just outside the Giants dugout, I sat down in the sunshine with Giants third base coach Ron Wotus. Ron, happy home opener here. So what do you think about the ball club, you know, coming out of spring training, winning the first couple of games, trying to get that offense going for sure?
Well, yeah, that, you know, we swung the bat extremely well in spring training. And as everybody knows, you know, spring is really no gauge of what's going to happen during the season. It's different conditions, different pitchers in the game, different players in the game. But all in all, there's no question that our offense has improved, and we will get the bats going. Guys like McCutchen and Longoria, they're not going to stay cold forever. You look at their track record, and they're going to pick it up.
I would think it's a big advantage, too, for some of the veterans if they get off to a slow start. And even in talking to McCutchen, is that they're not going to panic early. They know it's a long season, whereas some of the young guys might press a little early on, right?
Sure. They don't. And you know what? Deep down, they might be pressing. Look, you go from the new team, you want to do well. You want to help out right away. But you said it, and they said it. They're not going to press. Again, their bubblegum card tells you where they're going to be at the end of the year. And they know how to handle these ups and downs. And that's the difference between a veteran and a young guy. So, you know, hopefully they get a couple knocks and get that monkey off their back, sort of say, and start doing what they normally do.
It's funny, Joe Panik had a couple of big home runs in that Dodgers series, and I thought when he really got going last year is when he wasn't swinging for the fences. He was lining the ball all over the place. You know, I don't know what that means, but it just seems like he's primed for a really good year.
Well, he swung the bat, you know, well in spring training, him and Nick Hundley. And I just said it doesn't really matter what you do in the spring because of the numbers. But both those guys look very comfortable at the plate, swinging the bat extremely well. And the nice thing is Nick has only had one at bat, but he hit that ball on a screw. So Joe has certainly taken that confidence and that feel into the season and has continued to do that against, you know, 3 out of 4 left-handed starters. So that's real encouraging to see because that's the type of hitter he is. Not the power guy, but just a quality hitter and give you a tough at bat.
What goes on inside the clubhouse when you have adversity? You know, of course, last year was a tough year, and you lost Bumgarner for a lot of the year. And now you lose him again, and then you lose Samardzija at the very beginning of the year here. How does the team rally around that when you want to try to have, you know, other players step up?
Well, you know, talking about the veteran presence that we have on the field, these guys have been through a lot. You know, even the year we've won the World Series, we've had our ups and downs. We never, you know, led from start to finish. So we had our injuries, and you have to fight through them. And this group is probably even more so a veteran group, and they understand that we're getting Bum back, we're getting Shark back, Melanson will be back, and we just want to hold our own until we get healthy. So even keel, just like you're at bats. You don't want to read too much into it. They know it's a long, long season. And although everybody wants to get off to a good start, we understand that it's where we're at the end of the year. And we got plenty of time to make those improvements when those guys come back.
Well, injuries create opportunities, and Ty Block certainly pitched great in the opener, and Hunter Strickland kind of looks like a man on a mission. I mean, he's made some adjustments. He's, you know, he's improved as far as the off-speed stuff. He worked with John Smoltz. That's been well-documented. So what do you think about some of the opportunity for some of these guys?
Yeah, Joe, that's another great point to the injury, and when you win – it's just not all the guys with the track record getting the job done. It's the other guys. You know, a guy comes out of nowhere, a young guy establishes himself. You know, a part-time player has a great year. So we need that. There is plenty of opportunity here for other guys, especially on the pitching staff side. We got some good young arms. The Marantas have come in, even Johnson, who's shown good stuff. So they're getting the chance to show what they can do. And they have the stuff to be quality big leaguers. So, you know, getting those opportunities. Strickland, you mentioned, they raise their game to another level. And there you go. You might have something you didn't even know you had if there was an injury. So that's what you need to win. You need people having career years, guys stepping it up. And hopefully that'll happen for us.
Now, it's a new role for you this year, although it's not really new because you've been a third base coach before, but you're stepping into that role after being the bench coach. So what have you been concentrating on as far as, you know, making that change? You know, anything that you've noticed so far that maybe you enjoy that you didn't remember that you enjoyed so much about it?
Yeah, good question. You know, it's been a little bit odd. You know, I've been doing it in spring training, but the preparation for a real game is a little bit different. You know, I had to worry about everything. Now I'm finding myself still, I'm still doing the defense, so that takes a big part of my time, coordinating the defense, where we're going to play guys. But now I need to focus a little bit more on the pitchers and the running game, which I'm trying to find more time for, knowing their pitchers, who we can run on, who we can't run on, to try to help this offense a little bit. But it's been great. I've really enjoyed being out here on the field. I feel like I'm competing again. Besides all that behind-the-scenes work that you do as a bench coach that really doesn't come into play. Now I feel like everything I'm doing with the players has a real impact immediately. So I've enjoyed it.
I think a lot of people don't realize how much you have to figure out in split seconds. You know, you have to make a decision. You got a runner. You got to know about him. You got to know about the arm out in the outfield. You got to know about the situation. I mean, there's just so many variables.
Yeah, as far as coaching third base, you know, I've been out there 8 years in the minor leagues, and I'm really letting my instincts take over. You get out there in a moment, you're right, you got to be prepared for, you got to know the outfielder's arms, you got to know the scoreboard, who's coming up, et cetera, et cetera. But I found that, you know, the decisions are coming relatively easy. I mean, there's going to be tough calls with one out, and do you send him or you hold him? Some of them you can't win, you know. I mean, whatever you do, if he's out, you're going to be wrong. If he's safe, you know, you were lucky. But right now, the instincts have taken over, and it's coming back to me, and I'm feeling pretty good out there.
Do you change your philosophy at all when a team is going through a rut trying to score, or do you want to guard against doing that because, you know, then you start making bad decisions just because you're trying to press to get a run home?
Yeah, that's a great question as well, because when you're not scoring, you want to jam that runner in there, right? You get a hit, you want to score him. But, you know, the bottom line is if I feel the guy's got a legitimate chance to score, I'm going to send him. And I hope I don't get caught up in that, but it happens to all of us. You really want him to score, and you force him in there. The situation the game's going to dictate, and I can't make up for if we're not swinging the bats. I got to make a good decision over here. So it does enter your mind, and hopefully I don't fall into that trap.
Before I let you go, you mentioned lining the outfielders, and there's so much going on as far as analytics. So how much does that factor in? I mean, make your job a little bit harder, the homework that's involved, trying to figure out where are these guys going to hit the ball? Where do I put the outfielders?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been doing the infield now for many, many, many years, and Bam Bam's doing the outfield this year. The analytics department is getting better and better for us, and I'm actually leaning on them a little bit because time constraints. I got to work with the runners. I got to work with the infielders. And anything they can do to help me align the defense, they've been handing it to me, and I've been going over it with Kurt and with my own stuff, and we've been finding a common ground. So they've been a big, big help, and, you know, hopefully they continue to help in that manner. That'll free me up to spend more time with the players and doing other things that I need to look at.
All right, Ron. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Happy opening day again.
Thanks, Joe. Good seeing you.
That's Giants third base coach Ron Wotus. Want to thank him, Andrew McCutchen, and Chris Stratton all for being our guests at AT&T Park in San Francisco for the Giants' home opener before the game against the Seattle Mariners. Coming up on Friday, our second podcast of the week, and we'll be with you from AT&T Park as the Giants take on the Dodgers. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin. on thesportsvirus.com.